You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
All right, welcome to MLB.com Extras, the A's edition of this podcast. I'm Jane Lee, the beat reporter for MLB.com, and I'm here with John Axford. I will not be the one answering the questions this week. I have John here to do that for me. So first of all, John, you know, being one of the new relievers here, how is life in green and gold so far?
It's been great so far. I've really enjoyed it. It's definitely different colors I've been in. I think I've done that a little more over the years, being in the purple last year as a Rocky and being in Cardinals red before that. So it's definitely fun to get different gear, but these white cleats are definitely something I'm still getting used to, but I like them, that's for sure.
Now, you guys had your first full squad workout today, and before that, a team meeting, and I heard that you guys got to witness Matt Foley during that meeting. Now, I'm not sure if you were aware of Stephen Vogt's impersonations and all that, but how would you rate his performance, and how would you describe it? What all did he do?
It was great. You know, what he did, I'll keep that in-house. You know, he did it just for us, for the guys in here. I saw him do it on intentional talk, so I've seen that performance, but seeing it in person, the way he just picked it up and did it, I thought he did a fantastic job. And I don't know if it was just off the top of his head or if he was planning it and he had a little script, but either way, I thought it was great.
Now, speaking of performances, the Oscars coming up this weekend. First question, what film do you think should win Best Picture, and which one do you want to win Best Picture?
Well, I'll give my first Oscar result out here. I'm choosing The Revenant to win. I thought it was fantastic, and I think it's going to be a personal choice of mine too. I really like it. It's the type of film that I really enjoy. It's really beautiful. The cinematography is great. Acting is great as well, with the way Leonardo DiCaprio kind of owns the screen. It's also a pretty sad and dark film at times, which are some of my favorites. It seems to be. I always kind of migrate towards the ones that are maybe a little more dark than most people would like, and those tend to be my favorites. But yeah, that's my pick, and that would be my personal choice as well.
How about a dark horse pick?
The Big Short, I guess, would be a dark horse pick. I think Spotlight has a good opportunity. I wouldn't really exactly say that they're a dark horse, but the dark horse, I think, would probably be The Big Short.
Okay. Now, DiCaprio's facial hair in The Revenant, is that something that you actually look like you're on your way there. Do you think you could replicate that?
I think, you know, if I shave my cheeks down a little bit more, I don't think Leo grows much up on the cheeks. I think a lot of it's underneath, you know, kind of that neck beard area, which I'm pretty strong in as well. I can definitely grow that quite a bit. Not my intent to try and look like him in any way, but you know, there might be changes coming up soon for me. But yeah, I mean, his beard definitely works in that film. You get to see all the, I don't know, the blood and the mud and the frozen pieces stuck to his face. So
there's plenty of blood in that film. Now, I know when you did come over, and I think also at FanFest, you said you were kind of keeping what you were going to do with your facial hair a secret. Can you reveal that yet, or is it still in the works?
No, I think we have picture day coming up on Monday, so that might be the day.
Okay. Now, I know you've only been here about a week or so with new teammates, but particularly looking around at the bullpen arms, the other guys that have been brought in, a ton of hard throwers. What's your take on the guys around you in the bullpen and maybe just the prospect of, you know, the type of performance you guys could put out there this season?
Yeah, you know, I think spring training is really important in that part. You get to know a lot of your teammates, get to know a lot of the guys. You know, there are a lot of people here, so it's best to try and reach out as much as you can and get to know guys as much as you can before the season begins. Because once you get, you know, once the season gets going, you're just that tight-knit group. You're always together. You're always down the bullpen together. Seeing what this organization has done and the guys that they brought in, I think we have a really good chance to be a really great, really solid bullpen. If you can shorten the game, the more you can shorten the game, if you can have the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th covered. I mean, that just gives your team more confidence, gives your defense and offense more confidence to maybe get back into a game or to know that you're going to be able to hold on to a game in a close ball game, and having guys at the back end who have closed before, having multiple guys that have closed before, Sean being in that role, the success that he's had, and being able to close ball games, and then if you have myself and Ryan that have done it before, coming in before him, I think that just bodes well for us. If we, you know, the more experience you have down there, I think it's going to be better.
And speaking of Sean and his not just his facial hair, but he has a lot of hair going on. Mm-hmm. What do you make of his hair? Do you like it?
Yeah, I was just talking to him about it today. I guess he got a fresh haircut. I was asking him if it always parts and flops to the one side like it does up top, and he said, yeah. He said he wasn't sure what he was going to do with it because it's the longest it's been. But I think it looks good. So we had a little hair conversation today for about 5 minutes this morning.
I will wait to see what happens with both of your guys' hair, I guess. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you very much.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.